Hello, Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up because I know that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Just money-wise right now, it doesn't necessarily make a ton of sense. It sounded really good, and then I kind of thought about it, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense right at the moment.
I see. Okay, well, thank you for relaying that, because I definitely can give you a couple of options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks.
Yeah, so I guess what I was going to ask you, I was actually going to call you.
Okay.
Is there any way that I could still work with you guys with, like, a website and, like, purchase that domain from you, stuff like that?
Yes. So what you can do is, and what I wanted to suggest was this. You said that you were worried about the money, and it's never our goal to have anyone sign up with us and spend $299 monthly and then just break even, right? Because even though that's nice, that's not a smart business decision. So,
well, yeah, and the thing is, I guess, is what I'm getting at is, in my line of work, I'm a newer business, and in my line of work, wintertime's not exactly super profitable, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's more of the season.
Yeah, so it's like I'm excavation, so the most I can do right now is snowplow when it snows, right? So I have to be very mindful of money during this season.
Okay. So let me give you an option then, because number one, first page placement on Google doesn't happen right away. It takes hundreds of hours of programming. So we quote 30 to 45 days. So one thing that I can do to kind of help you out a little bit is I can push the next billing out 2 weeks for free just to give you some time, to get closer to your season, which would give you all the way until February 25th. Okay?
Yeah, now, I don't think that's enough time.
Well, you're still on a month-to-month subscription, right? So you can still cancel at any time or call then and just keep the website if that's what you wanted to do. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. Because if you cancel now, everything that we've started will unravel, and it will almost be like you taking $398 and throwing it down the toilet, you know? One thing I could try to do for you to at least get you a partial refund is Google allows us to bundle all of our services with Facebook ads, and that jumpstarts your profile and gets you results even quicker. If you're off season right now and you don't see that would happen, I could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So even though the $398 is a non-refundable amount, they didn't start the Facebook ads yet. So I could at least see if they would allow me to refund that portion of it, which is $100. And then come February 25th, you're only paying $199 monthly. Now, when does your season start, Jake?
Whenever it gets warm and the ground thaws out.
Is that March or April or?
Honestly, if I knew the weather, I wouldn't be doing this.
Oh, so it's different every season, right?
Oh yeah, it all depends. Like, you know, I mean, 2 weeks from now, if it's 80 degrees, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? It kind of depends. Like,
Okay.
I don't know. You know, there's 2 feet of snow on the ground right now, so I'm not, and it's like -6 degrees out right now, so
Now, all you could do is snow plowing if someone were to call you for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, right now, it's like my equipment's just icing up and stuff, but it's just costing me more money than I'm making. So it's tough. So that's why I kind of, when he called me this morning, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know about this. I gotta be careful because I'm spending thousands of dollars keeping my equipment running in this cold weather. It's horrible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. So the reason I asked is I still want to put the extra 2 weeks on for free if you agree to it, and that will give you some time to at least, you know, have me process the $100 refund, but also get some return for your investment. And then come February 25th, I'm assuming it's still going to be iced over and you're going to be off season. We offer what's called a seasonal hold, and we can do that for up to 90 days. So we could actually pause the February, the March, the April payments, and then you wouldn't pay again until May, and it would reinstate at that time. If the weather warms up sooner, then no problem. You just call us, and then we lift the hold sooner.
Yeah, that would be a lot better.
That way you're not paying for it during months that you don't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
no,
okay.
Let's do that. Like, I don't want to get rid of it, but you know what I'm saying? It just money. It's just money sense. Like I really would like that Google and stuff like that. So like,
yeah.
I said, if you can do something like that, that'd be great. But you know, at the moment, like, you know, people aren't really looking for a lot of excavation contractors at the moment. You know, at the most, they're looking for snow plowing, and it ain't even snowing right now. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes
it,
a lot
kinda,
of sense. Yep.
But you know, come, you know, springtime, you know, when the snow's melting and, you know, it starts to thaw out some and, you know, it gets to be in the, you know, 40s and 50s outside here. I mean, then people are starting to think like, oh, I want to have this done or I want to have this done, you know, so we can have it for the summer or whatever, for get-togethers, whatever it may be. But that's
right.
When my work starts rolling in. That's when people start calling. So that's what,
makes a
that's
lot
what,
of sense.
You know, so if we can do something like that, you know, if we can do that deferred type thing, I'd love to do that because I don't want to lose this spot on there. But
yes,
like I said, it's just all whatever makes sense in my wallet, you know.
Yeah, and the nice thing about our seasonal holds is I don't anticipate this happening to you, but let's say that come May it's still, you know, not doable, you can call and you can then extend the hold. So we do it for 90 days at a time, but you can extend it also if you needed to. So
okay.
I'm going to put the extra 2 weeks on the back end and process the $100 refund, and that's just so that they can finish the client interview, launch the website for you, get the whole ball rolling on the placement, and then I'll send you an email a week prior to February 25th just saying, you know, hey, Jay, call in and, you know, enact the seasonal hold, and then that way when you call me, we'll put it on seasonal hold because I don't want to do it now because then, you know, they're not going to finish building the site and whatnot, and it's nice to have that up too during the off season just in case.
Yeah, no, I definitely wanted the website and stuff, then I can put that on my Facebook page and whatnot too. So
absolutely.
That'd be cool.
But I don't think you need the Facebook ads right now, do you? I mean, if you want to keep them,
no.
You can, but okay.
No,
I have
a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, and honestly, I don't even have a website, and all I have is a Facebook page. And just with all the people that I know and stuff and who share it and the word gets around and I got business cards and stuff, I get a lot of work. So, I think it would be neat to have like the website and be able to be on Google and stuff like that. I think it would only help. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
like
I said,
yeah,
I don't think
could...
you need them either because the whole reason that we offer them is to jumpstart the profile and get the results quicker. But in your situation, it's probably not going to because you're off season anyway, and it's, you know, tons of snow outside. So
exactly.
Let me just
put
in here that we're doing this as a courtesy. We're going to refund the $100. Now, I'm processing that right now, but it may take, you know, 24 to 72 hours to show up in your bank, depending on how they work, okay? And then let's just make sure that I get a green light on the refund. And then I'll go back. And they're triply booked for the rest of the day, but do you want to look at something tomorrow to kind of go in and finish the client interview?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so for tomorrow, morning or afternoon?
Morning, please.
Okay, we have 9 or 10 available.
10.
10, okay. So I'll block out that hour again from 10 to 11, and that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was really tough. Like last time, he called me. I mean, he had to reschedule like several times. I got, because of all the snow we just got, I can't sit on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I have so much to do.
It wasn't
like intentional. Like I was trying to like ignore him, but like I could not sit on the phone for that long. It wasn't the thing. And that's what was hard about trying to schedule that in the middle of a snowstorm. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really
hard.
But
I wasn't trying. I don't know if you got any feedback from him or whatever, but he did call me a lot and I could not answer the phone. My customers are more important, you know?
I agree. And I'm happy that you did that. They don't mind rescheduling it. I saw in the notes that I think they sent you a reminder, you know, client interview reschedule. So I saw that. So I figured something was going on. But don't worry. If it happens again, we'll just reschedule it again. But what
I apologize for that. I don't mean to make your life difficult because believe me, I get it. But it's just, believe me, I get it. I 100% understand, but, you know, you guys are just trying to do your job, too. But obviously, I have a job to do, too, and I can't ignore my customers, you know, so.
I understand. No, absolutely. So,
you know, they're paying money. They're paying me hourly to do work for them, so I can't just sit there on the phone for an hour, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's good. So, I have a funny story about that. When I lived in Chicago, my mom hired a cleaning lady, and she thought, the one thing I'll do before she gets here is I'll clean up the bathroom real nice because she'll probably have to use the bathroom, and then she can focus on the rest of the house. So she had it like spick and span in the bathroom. And when the cleaning lady got there, she was getting paid hourly like you are. And so she locked herself in the bathroom for the whole day and pretended like she was cleaning. And she only came out when my mom offered to buy her lunch. So they sat down and they ate the lunch that my mom bought and then back in the bathroom again. And
oh, my God.
And she said, my mom said, I'm never going to do that again. That was the one area that was fine and the rest of the house needed.
Well, at least he can hide. I can't even hide. I got big ass excavators and everything sitting outside. If those aren't moving, people are one scratching their head. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's true. You're wide open. They can see exactly what they're getting for their money, right?
Oh yeah, they can see. If that machine isn't moving, they're like, what the hell am I paying you this month for?
That's funny. That's really funny. But okay, you're all good to go, Jake. I have everything rescheduled for you, and then I'll send you that email reminder prior to the 25th, so that way you can call and put this on a seasonal hold until May, okay?
Okay, right on. Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.